1038 News Radio 830 WCCO. I mentioned this earlier. Chad Hartman's going to talk about the Facebook stock slide. As one stock continues to slide, one continues to just grow. That is one big apple. And I'm joined this morning by our friend from Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com. You can read Julio Ojeda Zapata. Talk a little tech stuff this morning. Julio, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
You see that story that with Apple actually becoming now worth, what the latest number is, $623 billion?
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing because I remember when Apple was an embattled company that, you know, was on the verge of going under or being acquired by another company. And it's amazing how it's come along since then. It's really just mind-blowing.
Did you get some stock early?
No, I can't have any stock as a tech writer. I wish.
What a disappointment, though, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what is it that Apple's doing right that others are missing the mark on?
Well, it's a very, very, very long story, but it all obviously started when Steve Jobs rejoined the company, simplified the product line, got rid of stuff that wasn't working, you know, revamped the staffing, put in a new operating system with modern technology, and just emphasized, you know, making, you know, beautiful, easy to use products. It's a very, very long process. It's been very slow in coming, but it all goes back to Steve Jobs rejoining the company.
And now we're looking to in September, early September, for the release of a new product. And of course, because of the way Apple does business, we don't know for sure. Correct? They were talking about an iPhone 5. That's what everybody is expecting to happen next.
Yeah, well, it's a given that an iPhone will be released in September. Rumor has it. I'm seeing some conflicting information about when pre-orders will start, when the actual phone will be released, when the announcement will take place. But it's somewhere within that September 12th to 21 window.
Do you get to beta test one of these? Do you get to your hands on one ahead of the population?
The way this works is they have a big announcement for the press out west, and I've gone to some of those, and I have not gone to some of the others. It's sort of hit and miss. But what happens is the press gathers in a theater in San Francisco. They make the big announcement to the world, and then the reporters are sort of ushered into a side room where all these devices are set out for them to get their hands on and to play with. And that's, you know, that's probably what's going to happen in this case. And after that, any report tech writers that aren't there will then have review units sent to them to use.
And are you, did I ask you this before, are you an Android user or an iPhone user? What's your choice? Or do you with multiple systems?
Well, my personal choice, you know, if I'm going to buy a device for myself, it very likely will be Apple. But there was a point where I would turn up my nose at anything else because nothing really compared to the iPhone, and that's no longer the case. Android devices, Windows Phone devices are coming along so well. They're so nice that it's consumers really have very compelling choices out there.
All right. Now, did you see this other story that Apple or somebody has created, not Apple, these are normally other companies, has created for those people who like to have an iPad, but they would like, they want to, the typewriter throwback. Did you see this?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Are you using one? Tell me what this is all about, Julio.
Okay, there are two options. If you just have your iPad and you want to sort of mimic the old, you know, manual typewriter experience, there are apps you can download. I downloaded an app. I think it's called MI Typewriter. And it basically puts a facsimile, you know, recreation of an old cell typewriter on your screen, and you just tap the keys, and, you know, you do a return and the whole thing. So you're doing that on your iPad screen. But what somebody else has done, I just read about this morning, somebody has actually created a physical typewriter-type accessory. What you do is you slide your iPad into it, into what looks like a typewriter, and then as you're tapping the screens, The little, you remember the little keys that sort of flick out and hit the paper?
Yes.
In this case, they're similar, but they have these little tips. They go out and tap the iPad screen in exactly the right place. You hit a key, physical key, the little thing goes out and taps the iPad screen exactly where it's supposed to. And so basically, you're doing a physical manual typewriter thing, but instead of inserting paper into the thing, you insert your iPad. There's no practical use for this, but it's extremely cool.
You know what? How much of for electronics people, and you as the tech writer from the Pioneer Press, how much of this is actually what you guys, men and women, seek out? Not stuff with any practical use, but stuff that's really cool.
Well, there are people, you know, there's gadget geeks like me that just appreciate, you know, the awesomeness. You know, there's no practical value, but it's just awesome. There's this other device called the iCade. If you slide your iPad into the iCade, you essentially recreate an old-style arcade video game machine. You can play Asteroids. There's a little stick that you move back and forth, and the buttons you mash, and you can play Asteroids and Centipede and the whole thing. And you're doing that in a highly realistic fashion with your iPad in the device. And then the physical control, exactly the same physical controls that you would have used, you know, back in the 80s or 90s to play arcade games.
Yeah, before your time.
No, I'm a big Asteroid player back in the day.
Okay.
I plugged a lot of quarters into those.
I was a Galaxian guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a Galaxian machine until one day the screen just went dark, and I don't know what happened to it. But
yeah, I used to play Defender and Tron and all those.
Yeah, exactly. See, and I remember when Tron was a movie that nobody went to see.
Yeah.
Hey, so quickly, let me back up here just briefly. With an iPhone 5, and a lot of this you have to go with, you know, what the latest rumors are and such. We knew that when the 4S came out, that would be the one that would feature Siri, and that particular help device within the iPhone. What are you expecting to be a part of iPhone 5?
Well, I'm anticipating, again, rumors, but I'm anticipating the phone will be about as wide as it is now, but a little longer to fit, you know, fit another row of icons on the screen. I'm anticipating it'll have built-in support for 4G LTE, like the very fast Verizon and AT&T networks, which all the Android phones have, but the iPhone lacks. It'll possibly have compatibility with a technology called NFC. NFC is very useful because if you walk into a McDonald's with a certain kind of Android phone, instead of taking out your credit card, you can just tap a credit card terminal with your phone and pay that way.
Wow.
Which is very cool, and if the iPhone has that, then you'll be able to do that. Last Sunday, I wrote a very extensive piece about the different ways you can sort of use your phone instead of your credit card to pay for stuff when you're on the road.
I'll have to go back and take a look at that. You know, we were just talking about this earlier. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Beloit College Mindset List.
Yeah.
That is, but one of the things that was on there... that the class of 2016, this incoming group of freshmen, has never experienced, and that was an actual airplane ticket.
Yeah, because everybody's just pulling out the scannable code on their phones.
Yeah, or, you know, even if you're printing off an e-ticket or something like that, electronic ticket, and printing that, you know, your boarding pass before you leave for the airport. But I remember the day when you'd have these red carbons in between the layers of tickets. And it might be three or four layers in there, and it'll pull all these things out and staple them to your boarding pass. And
exactly, and I remember when you have to go to like a physical travel agent to get those.
Oh, yes.
Those don't exist anymore.
Yeah. You have to go to William Shatner to get one now.
Exactly.
Julio Ojeda Zapata, thanks for jumping on and talking a little bit about these couple of things. And
No problem, anytime.
Have fun with your typewriter there.
Yep. Yeah.
There he is. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Julio Ojeda Zapata. If you want to go back and pick him up from Pioneer Press on Sunday, check out that article about the various uses. But I did like that at least he honestly said, most of this stuff, it you know, doesn't have a real practical application. We just like it. We just do it because it's cool. It's really cool. It's neat to have it.
Is it cool to you? I mean, a typewriter.
I don't know. Oops. Now, you said you brought out a typewriter at home yesterday. You were talking about this.
Oh, no, a couple weekends ago I found it. I was cleaning some shelving units downstairs, and I found this old electric typewriter.
Electric typewriter?
Oh, yeah, it's
electric. Newfangled.
It's computerized. It was one of the hottest computers. It was made by IBM.
Oh, like a Selectric?
Well, it was something that actually was the precursor to our computers, where you make a Word document and you can store it. It had memory in the typewriter. So that when you type a resume or a cover letter, you can store that. You don't have to type it over and over and over again. And then you make the first one. You make a master. And you have a code that you punch in. Then when you want to reprint that, you just put the paper in, push one button.
Did it still have some old documents stored in there for you?
I tried to find my resume. I tried to find my old cover letter. and I couldn't find it because you and I looked in the instruction book to see if I wrote the code down, and I didn't. But my kids had a blast on it. Now, when we talked about this typewriter app yesterday, I'm like, ooh, typewriter app. But I imagine for a younger generation, it's a gas. Because I remember when my dad pulled out an old-fashioned manual typewriter, mm-hmm. the kind where he talked about where the keys
snapped the page,
up
right.
and snapped the page. I thought that was a gas.
I had, up until recently, an old roll-top desk.
Uh-huh.
But in the center of it, you would lift up this wooden thing, and as you tip that back, an old Smith Corona.
Built in.
It was called an editor's desk.
Yes, and they adhered the typewriter to that
yes.
wooden panel thing.
The black heavy metal Smith Corona typewriter. And I had some ribbons for it. I'd salvaged some ribbons from an old teletype machine, a UPI teletype
uh-huh.
machine.
Oh, I remember those, too.
Managed to make that work in there, but yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Now, was this when you had your kids were little?
No. I think, yeah, they I don't know if they ever played with it, though, or not.
That'd be a gas for a kid.
Yeah, today, to play with a typewriter? Sure. Let's go to the museum and see all the things that Dad used to use. Look at this phone. I keep putting my fingers in these little holes, but nothing happens. You have to go... It's 1050 WCCO. 1054 News Radio 830 WCCO. John Hines with you here on this Wednesday morning. Get my bearings straight. Heading out to the State Fair tomorrow. So I just wanted to check off.
That'll
touch
be Thursday.
Base. Yeah, it is tomorrow, right?
And tomorrow's Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
So if you subtract one day, you'll know today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday, right. Zagat, are you familiar with Zagat? The
food guide,
the
isn't
food,
it?
The food guide, yes, mm-hmm. for all things across this country. Well, they just put out a list. We love lists. They put out a list of best sandwich shops. And these are not chains. This is not your Jimmy John's or Subway. These are just sandwich shops.
Independently owned.
Yes. Like in Atlanta,
Duffers.
They mentioned the Rising Roll Gourmet. They put together the best sandwich. Minnesota, Minneapolis has nothing on the list.
Duffner's didn't make the list.
Where's Duffner's?
I think they have two locations. One is in Plymouth by my house off of 494 and 42nd, which is Rockford Road.
Not
soup
on
and
there.
Sandwiches.
Not on there.
Yummy.
And I think Daphne from down in our newsroom, our news director down there, said for her it's Sea Salt.
Sea Salt. Where's that located?
That's down at Minnehaha Falls. That's in the pavilion at Minnehaha Falls. But nothing here they mentioned Fort Lauderdale, L.A., a couple of delis.
And they're all independent, so we won't recognize names,
yeah,
correct?
No, right. Well, no, we wouldn't. If I told you that it was the cheese shop in San Diego, you'd go, huh,
yeah,
great.
Okay.
But I'm curious about a favorite sandwich shop here in the Twin Cities. And you mentioned Duffner's, is that?
Yeah, and I think they have another location, but I'm not sure. One of my friends and I were talking about it because I said, wow, there's a great sandwich shop by my place. And she said, yeah, I think there's another one in, I want to say, the St. Paul area, but I'm not sure. I can Google it and find out.
I'm trying to remember now. Of course, there is on Cleveland, is it Cleveland or Creighton in St. Paul? Help me out here. It's a sandwich shop. Well, it's a deli. I mean, and delis qualify. They certainly do. But is it Cecil's? That's what I'm thinking of. You go in there, you get a sandwich, and they do it the way a deli should do a sandwich. Do you have a favorite sandwich shop? Make a note of this. We'll come back to this a little later on here this morning on News Radio 830 WCCO. You share it with us, and I'll pass it on. We're talking about a sandwich shop here. Not a chain, but a place where you can just go in and have a sandwich made. There's a couple of good spots over in my neighborhood, and I've gone in there before. Over in Mendota Heights. Yes, thanks for the text. It is Cecil's I'm thinking of. Now I just got to remember, I think it's on Creighton or on Cleveland. It's got to be Creighton. Well, it doesn't have to be. Again, I could be wrong. Maybe it is Cleveland. Great. Once
and
again.
There's only one locale for Duffner's, too, and it's in Plymouth.
It's either 494.
It's off of 494 and 42nd, but it's really on Vinewood Lane.
All right.
Literally.
You've sent yours via text at 81807, and I'll share some of them. And now I'm sure that Cecil's is on Cleveland and St. Paul. Yeah, you could do that in the meantime. We'll come back to that here on News Radio 830 WCCO. But thanks for the quick text there and the help on that. Expecting some rain showers again. The possibility exists this afternoon. Maybe some passing showers and thunder showers overnight tonight. Going to be down to 65. Tomorrow back to another mid-80-degree day with a chance of some rain showers early and some rain showers later. And once again, it'll be perfect 9 to noon here. It is Cleveland. Thank you very nice. News Radio 830 WCCO.